Have you always thought that being an adult was so far away and that you couldn't do something because you were a kid? Well, we aren't going to be kids forever, so we need to enjoy our youth, but we also need to see that because we are kids and we still have a lot to offer to our world. We are Alexia and Grace, and we are here today to challenge all of you kids to start to think about how you can make a difference in our world as a kid entrepreneur. It's also known as a kidpreneur.
An entrepreneur is someone who starts up their very own business through their passion and ideas. They can make things happen. They are creative, motivated, problem solvers, and really hard workers who believe in a dream, and then they go through the steps to make their dream a reality. Kids have a lot of these characteristics as well. We have boundless energy, and we have the most wildest imaginations. So why not put these talents to use and make our dreams start coming true starting as a kid?
We explored many different articles, podcasts, and kids who have become entrepreneurs, and we learned a lot from them. The most important message we took for our research is why aren't we dreaming, setting goals, and setting ourselves up for the best life we can live possible. Why can't kids become entrepreneurs? Well, we found out that we really can do it, but we need to know what we want to do, why we want to do it, where we are going, and be able to make mistakes, change our minds, and learn along the way to becoming an entrepreneur.
The most important ingredient for becoming a kid entrepreneur is motivation. You have to want to do it, and you have to stick with it when it gets to be hard work. The first thing we need to do is set up our own business goals. Your goal might be to make $300 to buy that really cool toy or device that you have been wanting. Parents, we will probably need your help with this. Setting goals not only helps your business, but it helps us in life too. Set realistic goals with completion dates. This means pick a date that you will reach your goal and then break it down into smaller chunks, like a roadmap with markers along the way. For example, you might want to make $100 a month, so your completion date would be reached in 3 months. Along with all of your celebrity or stars posters, set up a large board in your room with a bar graph to measure your progress and your mile markers and goals. It can look any ways you want as long as it works for you.
The second step is to find the right idea. Brainstorm as many ideas as you can and then cross off the ones you don't like as much. You can think about original ideas that no one else has ever done before, or more common ideas to start up your business. Some ideas that are popular might be babysitting, snow shoveling, or dog walking. Some different ideas might be starting up a podcast, blog, website, or making a craft and selling it. You can find a lot of inspirational ideas by walking through a bookstore and exploring books or Googling ideas on entrepreneurship.
After you have chosen your idea, it is very important to make sure that you know a lot about it, so research is a must. Find out what resources or materials are needed, what the cost of setting it up will be, and what you will charge for your product. Ask your parents for help, as this can be very confusing. When you're researching, always think about how you will do and spend with the money, how your idea or product will make a difference in our world to the people who are buying it, and reviews. Reviews are proof that people have tried your product and love it. Family members are a really good place to start with giving you reviews.
Next, us business people need to know how to pitch our product. This means, how do we catch our buyer's attention? Come up with really fun or catchy ways to grab people's attention. This might be done through emails, posters, social media, or setting up a stand or wearing a funny costume in public.
Of course, with all this entrepreneurship, you need to have a support team. Your parents are a great support, and it will also allow for quality time spent with each other. Parents, the best gift you can give your child is to spend time with us and hear our hopes and dreams. Building a business together is a great way to do something together. Your parents will be so excited with all the work you have been doing. They may even bend the rules for you a little bit because they are so proud of you. Wink, wink. For example, they might even let you do things like stay up or go to the movies. See, kid entrepreneurship stuff has more benefits than you've ever thought. It's totally worth it. Your support team might also be like a mentor or a neighbor or another kid who has also set up their own business.
All these steps are very important, but here's the best step of all. Just start. Plan, knock on a door, ask your parents, send that first email. Build momentum and amazing things will happen. The most valuable earnings of all will be how proud of the effort you gave to make your business happen. This is a real-world experience and it will only help you to build joy into your life.
Now, once you have started to make some money, think about ways to manage your income. Set up a budget with the help of your parents where you look at your gross profits. That means all the money you make. Then you have to look at managing your overhead and pay some money back towards the cost of setting up your business. Then look at ways you can save or spend the money that is left over. Remember, this is also a big life skill. learning how to save and spend your money responsibly.
Work on your communication skills and examine the best way to provide customer service to make your customers happy and want to keep buying from you. Also, ask your parents about helping you to manage legal requirements for starting up a business. For example, you may need to ask permission to sell something on a street, so you may need a permit or a license. There is so much out there for us kids to do besides sitting at home on our devices. We have to play, we have to use our imaginations, and most of all, we have to have fun. Setting up your own business can be one of those ways to have fun, play, use our imaginations. Start small, be eager to start, and get your parents' help.
Being an entrepreneur can be a huge learning opportunity that will follow us all through our lives and teach us so much about experience, failure, and resiliency. Set your mind up to it and start. It will be what comes during the effort, not the arrival of your final goal, that will fulfill you. You can start any type of business as you want, as long as you love to do it and also love the hard work that comes with setting it all up. Kids, this is a lot of information about being an entrepreneur, but what we really want you to hear is that you matter and that you can contribute to this world just as a kid. We want you to know that your passions and dreams can start now, and these are some of the ways that you can begin. Good luck with your business.
Now we have to get back to our business, which is writing the next episode for our podcast to be difference makers in our world.